Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. I'm your host, Evan George, and welcome to Bostopian News. And here's what's happening in the news today. The Boston City Council held a hearing yesterday for arguments on whether or not Boston should go back to an elected school committee. Of course, this is all after the non-binding ballot initiative from this past election, which showed that nearly 80% of Boston voters supported returning to an elected school committee. Boston is the only non-elected school committee in the entire state of Massachusetts, and only a handful from around the country. Now, people against this say that they worry that private money would be able to influence the elections. However, that is true for all elections in this country. And to me, it sounds more like an argument of getting rid of voting than it is why we should not adopt what, again, every single other school district in the state does. Julia Mejia and Ricardo Arroyo have sponsored a home rule petition filed at the State House to allow Boston to go back and something to consider in terms of what this would look like. Friend of the show, Beth Wong from the Massachusetts Voter Table, pointed to the school committee elections from the city of Lowell, which went through a federal lawsuit because the at-large positions were vastly overrepresenting the wealthier and whiter voters of the city. Another way of phrasing that is we would probably have to have some district-level city school committee members, not just all at-large. I fully support this and am looking forward to seeing how it takes shape. Michelle Wu announces that all options are on the table when it comes to combating the now second winter surge of the COVID-19 pandemic. At a press conference yesterday, she announced the formation of a 17-member board to advise the city on the COVID-19 response. Also said that they will be distributing 20,000 free at-home COVID tests, free masks to neighborhoods with the highest rates of COVID-19, and also expanding access to vaccinations, including new high-volume clinics, both in and out of city schools. I think pushing towards at-home testing is absolutely the right thing to do. I'm a little worried that 20,000 will not nearly be enough, and this will probably require some funding from the state, though Boston has received, or is in line to receive, quite a bit. Currently, 67% of Bostonians are fully vaccinated, though in terms of booster, only 21% have received that dosage. That includes more than half of those over 65 have not received it. My stance is it is still ridiculous that we have not done and followed suit with what New York City is doing in terms of vaccine mandates, as it has been proven to increase the vaccination rate. I would establish a vaccine mandate, including booster, for all gyms, movie theaters, bars, restaurants, as every week we delay is going to result in more cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Just this past week in Massachusetts, 11,000 new cases were reported, which was double the previous weekend. So let's hope Michelle does not delay too long, resulting in, again, unnecessary loss of life. The dominoes are starting to fall for the 2022 election. With Sonia Chang-Diaz now officially running for governor, her seat is being eyed by many political risers here in Boston, including House Representative Nika Elgardo. Though last October, Nika said that she would not be seeking this seat and instead just re-election of her own seat in JP, she is now stating, and I quote, after hearing from, quote, the voices I was trying to lift up by staying out of the race, end quote, that not running, resumes, didn't seem to be what many of them wanted. This now means that Nika will be facing House Representative Liz Miranda. So two seats up for grabs here in Boston. And now all we have to do is hope and or find great candidates to fill those seats. According to a survey from the Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association, more than 350 beds in psychiatric facilities have been eliminated amid staffing shortages in the state's behavioral health system. Under state and federal healthcare guidelines, hospitals cannot use psychiatric beds where there is not enough professional staff to oversee them. With the purpose of those regulations being, you need to hire more people. However, that appears simply not to be happening. This has now contributed to a number of people what is called boarding in hospital emergency rooms, where they wait in the ER for a spot in a state-licensed psychiatric facility. Yes, then exhausting the resources in the ER. Quoting now from Leigh Simmons-Yeomans, the association's senior director of healthcare policy, a major concern is lack of competitive pay for these workers across all skill levels due to the chronic under-reimbursement of mental health services. Like we're seeing in other jobs and careers that are citing labor shortages, it is simply a matter of corporations, or in this case hospitals, refusing to pay a fair and livable wage for what is incredibly difficult work. Pay your workers and they will come. And that's going to do it for today's episode. I will be doing a radio interview at some point this evening in New York City. So if you happen to be listening to me, flip on the radio, scan the dial. Maybe you'll hear me talk Boston politics at around 5:40, I believe. And I have some vacation plans for next week and the following, but I will update all of you on that later in the week. And besides that, take care. And as always, have a great rest of your day.